I'm joined on the phone and transatlantically by writer, performer, theatrical gadfly, Cynthia Kaplan, whose brilliantly eclectic and hilariously scathing new piece, Cindy of Arc, performs at Baltimore Theatre Project May 2nd through 4th. Thanks so much for making the time, Cynthia.
I am happy to be here, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk first about the title of this piece and what story you aim to tell, or maybe what's the pressing question you're hoping to pose?
I'm posing the question of why are all the stories about women since pretty much the dawn of time told from the male point of view, and what does that say about these stories? The play covers stories from the Bible, from mythology, from politics, and they're all stories told from the point of view of men and how that has shaped the patriarchy that we all live under. And my attempt as Cindy of Arc is to go to battle against it. I stole Joan of Arc's moniker. I think of her as someone who pretended to hear voices from God in order to get Charles VII to send her into battle against the British, because she knew she was capable of doing that. And the only way to get a man to let her do that was to tell him that God suggested it. That's one of the premises of the play, and that I am there to tell the audience why it's time for women to take this on. It sounds like a TED talk when I say it like that, but it's not at all. It's very theatrical and it's funny.
Joan of Arc obviously did that dismantling or raise that challenge by donning male guise. You don't. You do it. It's somewhat your own voice. But you were talking earlier about there being a character of the Cindy of Arc who is both you and not you. In what way, in donning this character, are you trying to replace that male guise by something that reflects your voice?
Well, I've always written from the first person. My books are first person. They're always personal essays. I write through the lens of my experience and try to say something larger about everyone's experience, because I think my experience is the same as everyone else's. But I think about the experience of women and my lanes. I'm a woman. I'm a Jew. I'm a raging atheist. But that doesn't change these two elements of my personality. And I see the world through those lenses, particularly now, especially with regard to what's going on for women. And I've always written from the sense that there's this weight of the patriarchy hanging over us. And no matter what we do, the stories, the way women are confined to these areas, the way they're held down over the course of millennia, it's changed in small ways, but it hasn't changed materially. It hasn't changed in people's minds. It certainly hasn't changed in the minds of men. And they kind of rule the world. And I think that's a bummer, frankly. And so I think that, and I wanted to write about that idea, but I don't want to just say what I think. I want to say what is part of Cindy of Arc's character, the character of Cindy of Arc, what part of her nature is to tell the truth. And so she takes these stories apart and she says, what's true here? What's the truth about the story of Pandora? Well, Pandora was the first woman, according to Greek mythology, and she was created by Zeus to punish another god for stealing the gift of fire from the gods and giving it to the humans. And he gave her this box full of plagues, not because she'd done anything wrong. He created her to give her the box of plagues so someone would open the box and misery and destruction would rain down upon men for all of eternity. And they basically created women so they'd have somebody to blame. I think that's a story that echoes endlessly through time. I think about Deborah Birx, who everybody went berserk when they were watching her on TV standing next to Trump as he suggested Clorox as a treatment for the coronavirus. And they thought she was a collaborator for not speaking up. But the truth is, if she'd spoken up, she'd be gone. And if she's gone, she can't help us. So there are these tales that grow up around women, and somehow they end up carrying the blame for everything that's wrong with humanity. And so I want to point that out. I point that out.
And it should be noted that it's got music. It's got comedy. It was a finalist for the Richard Rodgers Award for Musical Theater, that all of that troublemaking is in a delicious and theatrical framework of musical comedy and performance.
Maybe that description wasn't as amusing as I think the play is.
And Baltimore audiences can make up their own mind. You have four chances to experience Cindy of Arc at Theater Project from May 2nd through May 4th. Plenty more information, hints, trailers, samples, tickets, all available at theaterproject.org. Thank you again for your time today, Cynthia. And in advance, welcome to Baltimore. Looking forward to having you.
Thank you. I can't wait to be there.